want within a social system friendship can only be an empathic exchange between two parallel lives. And the voice of moralism is most redundant when it comes from those who are not undertaking any major struggle. And the modern human is creative enough to generate new systems, never too mad, however, to commit to one. And we don't seem to have a goal, as there are no possibility to practically realize it, yet within us there is plenty of space. And we can yell something out loud and be heard, yet something whispered might be heard for a much longer eternity. And all the laborious work against the current might result in a single, yet most dramatic act. And no matter how guilty the patriarchs and the matriarchs will make us feel, but roots can be very well within us. And the most liberal generation is soon followed by an illiberal one, and yet to liberate the liberals it takes many a generation. And only for a very short time we can make our dream come true before we get poor again. Whether they are too young or too dull, fanaticism only affects those who haven't developed enough their wisdom. And science predicts in the short term what is correct, and nature in the long term contradicts her. And too simple is too boring, and thus complications are sought until death comes to level us back to the ground. And only with a method achievements can be made, however always relating ourselves to reality. And a seed can be put, but then a long idle time ought to be waited before any result is given. And the more tragedies we experience, the more the brain has room for reflection before action. And the sooner we are recognized, the less chances we have to manifest our own talent. And the stoic is our ability to find silence within when there is so much noise around us. And given that the bourgeoisie have everything to lose, they cannot fight but out of neurosis. And to live a most sublime life, it isn't one extreme or the other we shall seek for, but the combination of the two. And the main issue with the bourgeoisie is that he or she lacks a natural ground of authenticity to relate to. And all the political struggle has either accelerated or decelerated consumption, but either way spirituality is what is needed to regenerate. And it isn't about abolishing all human interventions into nature, so, but it is about putting back human as the direct agent. And the state can only award conformism and condemns anything unusual that has the potential to regenerate it. And any attempt to break free from the social jail anyway ends us up in a solitary confinement. And in the end, we can just but work for the wealthy, who will get wealthier because of our subordination. And if our nature can never settle in modernity, we can either fight or repress or simply find a different nature. And unless they change their environment, people will but change for the worst. And who we in fact regard as the liberator of all the laws may be in fact legislating new oppressive laws. And we are certainly not equal, and for the most it is a reason to rage, and for very few it is a reason to get enriched. And moderate according to nature could be very much of an extremism in a social context. And to be intellectual today is to try to say what one wants, circuiting around what other people has said. And one could say that providence punishes the poor ones so that they can revolt against the rich ones. And politics either proposes a moderation of our consumption or killing one another, yet the third option is to re-establish a spiritual link to our nature. We either keep our informality informal or formalize it and give it more of an impact. And we shouldn't think that there is a pyramid above us, but simply one within us, and with that we can transcend all rules and reach divinity. And the artist inaugurates a new media which later becomes political and forces him to turn it into an old media. And in all our spiritual strength, only the weakest will come to respect us, while the strongest will try to squeeze us. And globalization only turns the world into a giant household with its consumption and production and sewage. And the claim for tolerance is but the new strategy to size power. And the solidarity going according to nature is most enriching, while the solidarity going against it is most depriving. And any mortality attempt against immortal institutions brings hope of life. And unless we explore outside our comfort zone, we'll end up feeling suffocated. And while the official media only shows the tip of an iceberg, it is the duty of a moralistic media to show the whole abyss. And the indoctrination of the mass will never have the critical stance to step back and think according to nature. And in wanting to replace the natural fire with the artificial one, humans will get but irremediably burnt. And true creation can only take place in the aftermath of a true destruction. And most importantly, we ought to make sure we are not simply an applied force, but one embedded within. And in the end, we can either lie all our hope in the hands of those powerful ones who detain it, or get rid of the powerful ones to realize it ourselves. And in order for resources to be equally distributed, each one of us ought to be ubiquitous in time and space. And philosophy is always being able to profit, especially in disgrace, and the temples to celebrate human nature has nothing to do with the temples celebrating its technological arrogance. And only by moving to the periphery one is able to find again its human center. And if the artist tries to beautify the brutality, we'll later try to brutalize the beautification that the power made its own. And we shall never aim to be a 5 golden stars, but simply a 1 red and black star. And history will keep on repeating itself, just in a very unexpected manner. And we are only likely to succeed if we stick to what the new paradigm tells us to do. And we should be equal in the name of power, but must be different in the name of culture. And in order to survive, the key is to go not one or the other way, but both ways. As there is no doubt that a city cannot function without a government, there is no doubt that a natural community will flourish without it. And we might in fact obtain political stability, but always at the expense of our neighbors.